He walked into the spa and immediately felt at peace. His vacation at the Riviera Maya Resort had been wonderful so far, but he could still feel the stress of the city on his chest. As he crossed over to the front desk, the door behind it opened and his stomach tightened. The woman standing before him was the same woman he had caught eyes with across the pool the night before. Was she his masseuse? While she spoke confidently, she was just as excited to see him again as he was to see her. She had noticed him on the other side of the pool as she was leaving work last night, and the intensity of his gaze had kept her awake all night. She couldn't believe he was her 11 o'clock, and she couldn't wait to put her hands on his chiseled body. If he was honest, he wanted to drink her, and not a glass of water. It took all of her professionalism to keep from spinning around and throwing herself into his arms. But she'd have access to his body soon enough. She bit her lip to try to calm herself down. She couldn't believe she was getting paid for this. He'd had massages before, but never by someone he wanted to fuck so badly. He felt vulnerable and exposed, but also loved how much power she had as she stood over him. She gazes at his naked body and feels heat begin to build between her legs. She knows she should remain professional, but she can't help herself. She draws down the sheet, exposing his perfect round buttocks. She dribbles oil over his body and cups his ass in her hands. Then, she begins to move her hands across his ass and lower back. She watches with pleasure as his back arches in response. She can hear his breathing intensify. He feels like he can barely breathe, but he loves the way her hands feel on his ass. Some of her strokes dip between his legs, and he can feel himself hardening against the table. She knows she's pushing the boundaries, but her desires are overwhelming her. It's her job to make sure her clients are relaxed. And what better way to relax this perfect specimen in front of her than riding him until they both climax? Her heart quickens. Was that him giving permission? She knows she could get in trouble for having sex with a client, but who was going to find out? The door is locked. Her hands wrap around his ass and she pauses. His question makes her grin. Professionalism be damned, it's clear what he wants. She gently guides his hips until he lies on his back. The sheet can't hide his vigorous erection, and the fabric draws upward over the tip of his cock. If that wasn't enough indication of his excitement, she can see the sheet is already slightly damp from pre-cum. She locks eyes with him as she pulls down the sheet to reveal his cock in all its glory. He almost melts when those words come out of her mouth. He wants desperately for her to climb on top of his cock and ride him, but he also loves being teased. Her fingertips graze his abs as her hands made their way to his cock, which at this point is almost throbbing with desire. She keeps his gaze as she applies gentle strokes to his shaft. She smiles as she continues to stroke his cock. She loves the way it responds to her touch. She tips her head down to take him in her mouth. He groans in pleasure. After a few agonizingly pleasurable moments, she surfaces from his cock, her lips glistening with spit and precum. She pulls her top over her head, revealing a toned, tan body with the most perfect nipples he has ever seen. He watches as she traces her right hand across her thigh, in between her legs, and then lets her hand come to rest gently on her right breast. She gives him a roguish grin before grabbing the oil she had been using and letting it dribble across her breasts. She climbs onto the table and straddles him. He can feel her wetness against his cock, and he squirms, trying to position himself so he can enter her. She presses against his cock while she leans over and slowly moves her nipples across his chest. She then moves to the bottom of the table and places his cock between her breasts. She envelops him and starts to move in a rhythm. She sits up, her whole body glistening. God, she has the best job in the world. She decides to finally give him what he needs, and she glides his cock inside of her. She gasps with the intensity and pleasure. She didn't know that anything could feel this good. He has to brace himself as her body surrounds him. She is so warm and wet and sweet, he feels like he might explode with how good it feels. She lets out a cry of pleasure. He knows she has called out, "I need you," in Spanish, and he responds with deeper and more passionate thrusts. She grabs his chest and whips her dark hair away from her face. Sweat and massage oil run over her breasts, and she looks like a goddess as she rides him. Harder, harder, and harder. As the pleasure builds, he racks his brain for the correct Spanish phrase. Before he can get there, she tosses him an intoxicating smile and says. He looks back at her, grabbing her breasts before moving his hand to her ass and driving her deeper onto his cock. She giggles before the sound quickly turns into a gasp of intense pleasure. He can see her body shaking, and he knows she's almost there. Their bodies are moving in perfect rhythm, and he can feel the orgasm coming when he finally remembers the correct Spanish phrase.